Now we will have the children's moment.
And everybody. Well, it's Sunday. Is that a good thing?
Yep.
Did you notice that the holiday's over? No more Easter. No more Christmas. And the stores are already celebrating July 4th. And how far away is July 4th? So, do we not think special about every day since Easter's over? We think special of every day. Did you know that every Sunday is a resurrection Sunday? You do. Good. Good. And do you know that for some people, once the holiday is over, they forget their job. They forget why they're celebrating. Because his light goes on, right? It continues. And God knows that we're human. He knows that we need things to keep us in the right path. That's why we have communion every so often, because we need a reminder of what he's done for us. Do what?
Do you know how people say, like, it's like someone, like, they're acting bad, and then someone else asks them if they're, like, Christian or God or something, and they say yes, how do you know if they're lying?
You ask wonderful questions. And to answer that, you will know by the way they act, right? We say things, but we also act.
But what if they're, like, acting really bad, and they act bad, like, every day, and they're still a fan of God?
Then we pray for them, right? We pray that God talks to them, that we love them, and that we pray that the light will come within their heart, that what they say and their actions should be the same, okay? And that goes for us as well. And sometimes we forget that we know that he is the highest God, that he can do anything, and he will. And what's that called? Faith? That we know that he will do what he asks.
Confidence?
Yes. But it's the light that he gives us that we must share. We must, unlike that little boy you talked about, we must be that light. So, Caleb, you need to be the light to him, if he's your friend. And, like humans, they're all alike. They're all humans, and I can't get it off. I know you do. And this says, shine, Jesus, love you. Shine, Jesus loves you. He is the light. You may have that. And if I can get the rest of these off.
If I can fit this around my big hand.
Oh, if it fits me, it'll fit you. So I want you to be that light. And if you do something that you don't quite remember what you're supposed to do, then look at the light on your bracelet. And maybe look at the light that shines through someone you know, and you go, oh yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. That's what I'm supposed to do. Because through him, you can do anything. And do you know he wants the best for you? He wants you to succeed. Here, Mom. He wants you to...
Jesus or God?
God. Jesus is fun.
You know you can unbuckle that.
I know that. That's too easy. But thank you.
I think that's why he died on the cross, so he could, like, give us confidence that we could do stuff that... Because, like, when he wanted to do something, like, he was always, like, overruled.
He was, because they didn't know him yet, right? So this week, let's wear our bracelets, and let's think of that light that he gives us to allow us to do anything through his strength that makes us strong. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for being with us today. We thank you for loving us and giving us the light to know where we are to go. And in your name we pray. Amen.